With Zoom and other technologies employed nationally, why can't some people who have strokes receive expert opinions on treatment and management via telestroke? A recent study clearly demonstrated improvement of outcomes when the technique is employed. Mona Behuth, a telestroke expert at Johns Hopkins, describes the barriers.
This is not a new thing. Telestroke has been going for 2 decades now. We've had a lot of limitations, and those limitations have really been policy, insurance, and licensure limitations, meaning that you have a lot of restrictions for treating patients across state lines if the patient's insurance doesn't count. So much of the onus really has fallen onto the individual hospitals to pay for this technique. So I would say that it would expand greatly if we could eliminate some of those barriers, like insurance barriers, licensure barriers. And that, to me, requires a big movement from the community and policy changes together.
So vote for expansion of telehealth services, Behuth says. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.